It is such a joy to be with you. There's a folk artist, Carrie Newcomer, some of you may be familiar with. She's a Quaker and here in Indiana, lives in Bloomington. Her newly released album is called The Beautiful Not Yet. I think that the kingdom of heaven is a little like that, beautiful not yet. And more than a kingdom of rulers that we seek, that God builds for us, a kingdom, a reality where all of God's people are kin, a family. So listen now to this slightly adapted version of such a familiar text from Matthew 5, 1 through 15. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the beautiful not yet. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of the beautiful not yet. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in the beautiful not yet. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and gives light to all in the house." This is the reading from the gospel. Now listen for God's word as we listen to this passage from Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. "He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" Thank you for inviting me to be with you this morning. You are a community that embodies this Micah 6:8 requirement to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Your desire to bless the community beyond these doors and to one another shows your servants' hearts, and I pray that you will also continue to feel deeply the love of the Spirit who abides in each and every one of you this day and always. As you work diligently to keep your ministries active while discerning the future, it can be a challenge to persist in being loved while you are also bringing God's love, loving hope to the world. We are midway through our Lenten journey, kind of the hump day of the Lenten season, and we are in this yet unknown time here at Lincolnshire and so much more broadly. It's a season of transition, and for many, a time of personal struggle, as we heard in our prayer concerns, and a time of political unrest. Even so, people are taking notice and becoming aware that our work of building that beautiful not yet here on earth is not yet done. And people are coming together in amazing ways to make a positive difference in the lives of the vulnerable, the lost, and those who suffer. As people of faith, we will persist in being the love of Christ for those in the most need of hope. Maybe I'm talking as an engaged citizen in trying times or as a spiritual guide when there seems to be a shortage of hope. Or maybe I'm just coming to you as a mom in the weeks after daylight saving time begins, and that is not saving me a bit of time. Any parents understand that? No. But I sometimes struggle with being weary. Any of you feel worried or weary with the weight you carry? As Jesus' journey to the cross comes nearer, may we hear the weary words of our Christ, who asks his disciples, "Stay awake and pray with me." He asks during these days when the weight of the world is acutely near. We may want to slip into sleep, or alternately, threaten to use some kind of sword, even if not a physical one, against the forces that threaten to overtake our Lord. And yet it is not resistance as much as persistence that makes the eventual difference. The Reverend Theodore Parker, a 19th century Unitarian, wrote these words from whom Martin Luther King crafted his speech. He says, quote, "I do not pretend to understand the moral universe. The arc is a long one. My eye reaches but a little ways. I cannot calculate the curve and the figure by the experience of sight. I can divine it by consciousness. And from what I see, I am sure that it bends towards justice." As hate speech and hate crimes are on the rise, we people of faith cannot stay silent. As creation is suffering and moaning, we are commanded to act. As families desperately seek to remain intact and find a refuge from violence, we are compelled to really show what sanctuary is, to provide safe space. What are the concerns of your heart that propel you into being love? Capital L, God at the center, love. When we look for that yearning of our heart, let's look to Jesus' ministry for the model. Who did he serve? Who did he come to serve? But if we're to have enough energy to keep bringing that love to our church, our families, our neighbors, all of them, we must also look to the model of Jesus, who persisted in prayer and connection to Abba God. In full times like these, I hear the words of Martin Luther, who is quoted as saying, "I have so much to do today that I'm going to start my day with 3 hours of prayer." Admittedly, I don't do that, but it reminds me that prayer is certainly a discipline, like getting enough exercise. And prayer is the relationship we need to persist with meaningful engagement in the world. Over the past few months, I have noticed so many persons of compassion and conviction becoming ill, more ill than they've been in years. Our resistance may be down and is dis-ease up. I surprised myself with a tachycardia incident that landed me in the hospital a couple months ago. And hours before, I had been listening to the news and aware of how heavy my heart felt. It wasn't lost on me that this was not just a physical incident, but a spiritual condition of deep concern for our country. The question became, how much can your heart hold? And not long after, my body physically responded with, "Not that much." So why is it in our lexicon that we only have a state of being overwhelmed instead of just whelmed? Like Jesus, you will need endurance and perseverance on this journey. But thankfully, the weights of the world are not for us to bear. There is much dis-ease, but the paradox from our gospel reading is that as we bring our vulnerable, persistent selves, we are blessed. The Sermon on the Mount with the litany of blessed are the, blessed are the, blessed are the, is spoken to us, his listeners. But as I read it, I notice how it is a description of Jesus' own character as he faced the trials of his time. We are to exemplify our model teacher. Contrary to what our society tells us, it is the poor in spirit, the meek, the grieving, those longing for justice, the merciful, the pure in heart, peacemaking, oppressed, and subjugated, who God is giving promises of great hope. Rely on God and look to one another to be the promise you wish to see. In Ronald Rollheiser's most recent book, he compares two women I'm pretty sure have not been discussed on the same page of a book together, Mother Teresa and Janis Joplin. Both described as erotic spiritual women because of their sheer dynamic energy force. In his book, Holy Longing, he says, quote, Joplin's great energy went out in all directions and eventually created an excess and tiredness leading to an early death. Mother Teresa emitted similar energy, but with the disciplined dedication of channeling powerful passion in a creative, life-giving way. I picture it as, you know, energy going this way versus this way, reminding me that Søren Kierkegaard once defined a saint as one who can will the one thing. One who can will the one thing. As you listen to the song of your heart, does it feel like a cacophony of sound swirling in the chaos? Or can we listen for the simple melody? If you were to keep asking God, what is that one thing, God, that you will for my life's energy, how might your heart sing? Our goal is not to be a solo act or a saint for sainthood's sake, but to keep seeking the mind of Christ and to channel these lives God has given into the greater good. None of us can do all things, but we are gifted to do something. In Martin Luther King Jr.'s writing, Strive Towards Freedom, he outlines one of the guiding principles of nonviolence, saying, agape, God's divine love, is not a weak, passive love. It is love in action. Agape is love seeking to preserve and create community. It is insistence on community, even when one seeks to break it. The Holy Spirit is the continuing community creating reality that moves through history. He says in the final analysis, agape means recognition of the fact that all life is interrelated. To the degree that I harm my brother, no matter what he is doing to me, to that extent, I am harming myself. Love, agape, is the only cement that can hold this broken community together. When I am commanded to love, I am commanded to restore community, to resist injustice, to meet the needs of my brothers and sisters, unquote. And as believers in the church, we aim to build what he called the beloved community. And I know you are willingly working for it. To model being a community of inclusivity, humility, and truth-telling takes courage. So too does finding a centering place within ourselves to deeply see the face of Christ in the face of each person you meet. Centering takes practice too. So be of good courage and keep being the beloved community God is calling you to be. Persist, even thrive in doing justice. Do not grow weary from loving kindness, and continue to walk humbly with our God as you seek the one next thing God is calling Lincolnshire to be. Persist in being love. And all the while, remain in God's love. Be loved. Read God's great story in the biblical text and in witness of the saints among you. Make time to meditate and listen in your prayer. Listen for truth. As you seek, you will find. This is the teaching of the Lenten journey. As you cast your intentions to be the beloved community of Christ, God will shepherd you beyond your hopes, beyond your fears, from death into life. Amen.